So review of Balak, we have his first vision, and very careful how I formulated, because the Ramban again emphasizes, you know, Bilam, you know, ben Beor hakosem, vayikar Elokim el Bilam. The Ramban writes, Bavor shalaya ish hazem magia lemalas hanevua, the Ramban writes about how this was a terrifying experience for Bilam to be in close proximity to Hashem. Let me just read a line: Kikasher kara leBilam kemikrim asher yikru lanshe ruach hakodesh. Behisbodadam, and they went off by themselves. Vayilach Shafi, Targum Unklos and Rashi is Yechidi. Shaka, they went off by themselves. The Ramban actually understands Shafi in a little bit different way, to go up the mountain, but be that as it may come to the same place, because you'd be by yourself there. In any event, Kikasher Kara Levilam, Kemikra Mesher Yukulan, Sheruach HaKodesh, Bizbodadam, Shechalav Ruach Alpanav, Tisamer Saras Bisaro, Pachad Kirasu. So he was, you know, having goosebumps and he was trembling. Ura'ada v'rovat mosav hivchid v'hodon epach alav amashchis, right? And God's glory was terribly frightening for him. Again, this is the ish of the ruach gevoa, so there's something that is very humbling about this. V'hu nofel al panavarts, right? He falls on the ground. As amar, and then he says, derech tfila shiva samiz b'chos arachti v'derech tfila kasher pirashti. Right, he says, please, you know, don't kill me. So it's like a near-death experience for Bilam to have this vision. So again, he wasn't in Malas HaNevuah, and yet God is giving him, you know, an increased level of Nevuah, and this is something that we're going to talk about as we go along this week, you know, to the point of Vati Alav Ruach Hashem, V'lohalach Kefam B'fam Likras Nechashim. So we'll get there as we go along, but he was fundamentally a Kosim, and he's experiencing a kind of a quasi-Nevuah, as it were, as we talked about Lashitas HaRamban, contra Rashi, who says that, you know, Bilam was a Navi, and that it was so the Umos HaOlam couldn't complain, right, that if we had a Navi, that things would have been different for us. In fact, it made it worse, because Bilam was the one who gave the Eitzah, according to Rashi, of, you know, Zima, of the Benos Midian Ubawav, and they were Poreitz Geder. So anyway, Lashitas HaRamban, right, it was just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Navi HaGayim, quote-unquote, even if he was a Navi HaGayim in the temporary sense, to be the one to be Mevarech Yisrael. So again, the Ramban does a very, if I could say it myself, right, a very credible job summarizing the first vision, if you want to call it that, or Nevuah of Bilam, maybe somewhat in quotation marks. Vine klal nevuaso bazeha pam, shein Hashem chavetz bikol aseinu. God doesn't want the Jewish people to be cursed. That corresponds to the pasuk of Ma'akov lo kaboel, Ma'azom lo za'am Hashem. That corresponds to the pasuk of Hinam Levadar Yishkonu Vagoyim Lo Yischashav, Lo Nisarev Vagoyim Lo Nechshav Imahem, and then finally Vacharisenu Tova B'Derech Yashar Tamos Nafshi Mos Yisharim Utihi Acharisi Chamohu. Right, that ultimately, you know, we're going to a good place. Ramban says Shehem Nochale Gan Eden Ki Acharis HaAdam HaMaves, and you know, Bilam looking at the Jewish people sort of made him take his life in stock, which is a very fascinating thing, right? And made him consider, you know, what kind of life have I been leading, and what kind of, destiny can I possibly expect? And Bilam, in a personal sense, says, you know, Tamos Nafshi Mos Yisharim Usihi Acharisi Chamoah. And that those Yisharim, of course, take us back to a theme and motif that Rashi has developed throughout the Parsha, again, based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Talmidei Bilam HaRasha versus Talmidei Avraham Avinu, and Rashi continues on in this Aliyah, right? Eshivas HaMizbechos HaRachti, Rashi knows the Hei HaYidia, right, that he's trying to counteract Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, who built Shiva Mizbechos cumulatively, etc. So I just wanted to focus, for a moment on the middle part of the Ramban, as the Ramban describes it, you know, the three things here, that first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want our destruction, Ma'akov Lo Kaboel, Ma'azom Lo Zam Hashem. The final piece, as we know, just to reiterate, is Siach Risichamau, right? The idea of being a Nochal Gan Eden. But right there in the middle, Hinam Levadar Yishkonu Vagoyim Lo Yischashav. So we very often think about this pasuk in terms of, you know, the downside, as it were, of the pasuk. And the downside being, you know, that sometimes we feel isolated amongst the nations, v'chulei. But the Ramban writes about it in the following way. Clearly, Bilam reflecting on the Jewish people in a positive sense. And this is it. Hatam bavor shaleu ba musbal deroso amar meros trim nakvos ani mabiru verosa ki shkon levado ve'eni mogoy acher shiyachashiv huay love. So again, in a very literal sense, nobody else was there in the desert with the Jewish people. But sometimes you have a kind of a motley crew of people get together. Aval elu kulam, this is the critical part. Torah achas, mishpat echad lahem, goy echad heim, v'yishkod badad b'shem Yaakov v'Yisrael. Torah achas, mishpat echad, v'goy echad. Right? And this obviously is language that's reminiscent of v'yichan sham Yisrael ne'gedahar, k'ishachad b'lev echad. That Bilam looks at this and he sees that there's this fundamental cohesion and unity of the Jewish people that you simply don't find amongst the Umos HaOlam. Right? Kulam Torah Achas, Mishpat Echad, Goy Echad Heim. And this is the, you know, essential part of the first Nevuah of Bilam. Again, Nevuah, possibly in quotation marks. Right? The idea that the Jewish people are fundamentally cohesive, right? Torah Achas, Mishpat Echad, Goy Echad, Mikamcha Yisrael, Goy Echad, Ba'aretz, right? Not just that we're singular and unique, but that there's a basic cohesion, right? The Yerushalmi Nedarim comes to mind, Haftalah Re'echa Kamocha, Lo Sikom V'lo Sitor, like the right arm and the left arm, and right hand and the left hand, right? We would never harm each other. So the fundamental unity and cohesion of the Jewish people, that sense of shared destiny, and especially as we're going to begin, you know, the 3 weeks, on Sunday, it's so important to remind ourselves of this. That the first thing that Bilam saw about the Jewish people, and sometimes it takes an outsider to notice that which is most fundamental about oneself, right? The story of Tocqueville, democracy in America. Sometimes what we need to appreciate is that as they would say in modern Hebrew, neches astrategi, our strategic asset as a people is Torah Achas, Mishpat Echad, Goy Echad is our fundamental unity, and that's something that we have to rediscover. It's a constant process of rediscovery. The primordial sin of the Jewish people is really Mechiras Yosef. So clearly, the most important thing for us to orient ourselves to on a national plane is making room for each other, is the Shiftei Ka, is that idea. And that's been so clear for so long, and again, you know, it comes up in Israel in many different ways when they have to make laws and negotiate on that basis, but it's true in the United States as well. It's true wherever Jewish people are, to have a sense of Hein Am Levadad Yishkon Uvagoyim Lo Yischashav. So it's true that the words can be understood Klape Chutz, but Bilam, and especially the way the Ramban understands it, is Klape Pnim Torah Achas Mishpat Echad. It wasn't just, you know, that one shining moment of Maimed Har Sinai Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Har Kishachad V'Lev Echad, as Rashi says, Ushar Kol Achanai Eos B'Tarumos, right? But that we should always strive for that. Sort of remind ourselves of our shared destiny in that way, Torah Achas, Mishpat Echad, and so that's the positive association with those words, Hein Am Levadad Yishkon Uvagoyim Lo Yischashav. The fundamental difference between Klal Yisrael and the rest of the nations of the world is Goy Echad Ba'aretz, is our fundamental cohesion and unity, and that's something that we have to prioritize at every turn.